Blog Talk Radio.
I was walking home from school on a cold winter day. Took a shortcut through the woods, and I lost my way. It was getting late, and I was scared and alone. But then a kind old man took my hand and led me home. Now mama couldn't see him, oh, but he was standing there. And I knew in my heart he was the answer to my prayers. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. When life held troubled times and had me down on my knees, there's always been someone to come along and comfort me. A kind word from a stranger to lend a helping hand, a phone call from a friend just to say I understand. But ain't it kind of funny, at the dark end of the road, that someone lights the way with just a single ray of hope? Oh, from somewhere up above, they come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us how to live, to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love. They wear so many faces, show up and us with their mercy in our time of need. Oh, I believe there are angels among us, sent down to us from somewhere up above. They come to you and me in our darkest hours to show us to teach us how to give, to guide us with the light of love, to guide us with the light of love.
Light of love. Isn't that beautiful? And that's what we try to do every day here on Journey into the Light, to guide you with the light of love as the light goes into, as we all transcend into the light. And we all will one day, very soon, back home, right? We'll dock back home. And we don't know when that will be. And I learned that very young when my parents passed away. Dad died when I was just 13, and my mom died right next to me in the car when I was just 16. Both of them totally unexpected, out of the blue. So early on, I knew that we can go into the light at any minute. So don't have to be sick. So what's my message on that? Love your family and friends. People have this, it's funny because I've always had this belief that I just said, but other people who haven't had that kind of experience that I did, they always think that everybody's going to be here until they get old, and then they'll reconnect with them when they get old. Or well, maybe when they get in the hospital and they get sick. Come on, people. All right. Angel Cusack is here now, and she is our beautiful guest, psychic medium, healer, teacher from the beautiful state of Colorado. We learn so much from Angel every week she comes on, and let's bring her on. Welcome back, Angel.
Hi. Thank you for having me, Mike. Appreciate it. It's nice to be with all your listeners and you, of course.
Well, thank you. It's good to have you here. Always good things. Uh-huh.
Thank you. I was listening to what you just said about the tragic occurrence in your youth. And I really truly believe that that was part of your destiny, because if you didn't have those impactive moments in your youth, you probably wouldn't be on the path you're on today. That's helping a lot of other people. So it's kind of like we get, you know, like your song that you were playing, God Sends Us Angels. I think that, you know, what occurred at that time in your life was a direct corroboration with what you're doing today. And I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that, you know, need something or hear something on one of your shows that makes a huge difference in their life and helps them get through some hard times. You know,
yeah.
I do think there's everywhere. Yeah, they're everywhere, actually, mm-hmm. Mike. Everywhere.
Yeah, well, you're dead on. You know, at the time that happened, I didn't know why that, you know, it would happen to kids who are not even out of school would lose their parents, but you're right on. If that didn't happen, there would be no journey into the light for the past 9 years helping so many people. I know that without a doubt. Now I do. Yes.
That doesn't make it easier at the time, but
right.
it changes your momentum, you know.
Right.
Of what you go, what you do in life. I believe that angels come in so many different guises. And, well, you know, when I was young, I was raised pretty much by, you know, Jesuit priests and nuns and Catholic school. And they used to always say that if you read the Bible, it would impart wisdom to you. And I thought, oh, I got to do that. So I started reading the Bible. And I read the Old Testament and the New Testament. And one of the messages that seemed to jump out at me all the time, because it's sort of a code book of energy, the Bible, was the fact that there are angels in your midst, you know, and there are direct quotes in the Bible about that. And it says how it's sort of like a tongue-in-cheek thing, the way it's said. And it always made me think, what's so funny? Why is that funny? And then I realized that if you're around certain dogs, certain cats, certain horses, sometimes there's more than just an animal in there. There's like an intelligence in there that is like a little periscope to heaven. You know what I mean? And it made me realize that there's a lot of animals that are used as camouflage for angelic energy. I know that sounds weird, but yeah.
Oh, wow, interesting. That's great. I know today you wanted to speak about the eclipse.
Well, we're coming into an eclipse season, and I just wanted your listeners to know that, you know, the way the moon affects the tides is the way the planets, the stars, the satellites, the asteroids, heavenly bodies, that's how those objects in space affect the water in us, because we're 96% water. And so magnetically is how the universe seems to run. Everything is connected magnetically. Our aura creates a quadrupolar magnet by the alternating spin of the horizontal chakras and the vertical chakras. They spin independently of one another, opposite ways, vertically and horizontally, and that turns your energy field into a quadrupolar magnet, and that magnet is activated by your intent. And if your energy field is clear, you can magnetize what you want, and that means you have a much easier life. But if your auric field has got some clogs up, it's clogged up, or it's got some sluggish energy or painful memories, negative things from the past, it's going to make it harder for you to manifest what you want. And all you've got to do is let that, release that. I think I discussed that a bit last week on your show. So if anybody wants to go and watch a video of how to do that, they can go to Protect Your Energy on YouTube with Angel Cusick, that's me, and they can see how to do it. But anyway, once you get that auric field clear and swept, it allows for a much easier life because you can magnetize what you want. Now, right now, we're in a little bit of a rare moment in time. For the first time in quite a few years, all the planets are going direct. That's until February the 6th. So what that means is our thoughts, our feelings, our intent, everything is highly emotionally, our emotions are highly magnetized right now. So your thoughts, your words, everything is a little bit loaded with a lot more energy than it normally is. And so, you know, if you're in a negative place, you need to, you know, switch that around, because if you don't get into more of a positive or a neutral place, you're going to start bringing some bad luck towards yourself right now. And next month, we have two eclipses. We have one on February the 6th, and no, sorry, February the 10th, and then we have the other one on February the 26th. The first one is a full lunar eclipse. The second one is a solar eclipse. And so what eclipses mean to our energy fields, to our existence, is when there's an eclipse season, that what that does is it means anything going back from those dates I listed, back 30 days plus 4 days, so that would have been, I don't know, December 27th, 28th, until 30 days, no, sorry, 90 days after that eclipse, you will find something eclipsed out of your life. And it's usually something you're not ready to lose. The universe works in meticulous order. I don't think humans can fathom how perfect and systematic everything operates. It's so beyond our comprehension. But whatever is taken away at this time is meant to be. So lunar has to do with the moon. And like I said, that's going to be February the 10th. And that means a female or a situation involving a female is going to be pulled out from under us maybe before we're ready. So what it could mean is maybe you've got a boss at work that's being abusive to you. You know, that job might end, or because you get fired. Or maybe you've got an old grandmother who's been struggling a lot that she may pass over. And remember, it's not just the day of the eclipse. It goes 30 days before plus 4 days, and then 90 days after February the 10th. So that's why it's called eclipse season. And then you've got the solar eclipse on the 26th. That's the sun is male. And so you may find that there is some sort of an authoritarian figure that's pulled away from your existence. It could be a family member, a friend. It could be a job again, but maybe you've got a male boss. It could be anything that has more of a male energy to it. And the thing about eclipses is they really shake up your life, and you don't want it to happen when it happens. But I just want your listeners to realize that when it does happen, it's for a better cause. It's a blessing in disguise, even though at the time, it doesn't at all feel like it. So, you know, just buckle down and try to not be too upset with something that gets taken away in the eclipse season. So I just wanted everyone to know what that means, because they can be pretty volatile when they occur. You know, you don't want it to happen. It happens out of left field, and it sort of shakes your foundation a little bit.
Yeah. Well, that's great to know. A lot of people feel they're really eerie about eclipses. You know, like, in their early years, people on Earth thought that the eclipses were God's wrath, you know, that God was angry with them. And
like a tornado or a big storm, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Well, the eclipses also affect the Earth. So very often when you have eclipses, you have more volcanoes, you have more earthquakes, you have kind of natural issues, floods, you know, because magnetically the Earth is being kind of tossed around like a rag doll, you see.
That's true, yeah.
And that's why, you know, it's a little bit of an unstable time when you're in eclipse season. But as long as you just kind of go with the flow. And you know where we get that expression from, flow, the word flow?
No.
Going with the flow. The ancients believed that the constellation of stars were an ocean, and that they called it the Tatric Tides, and that this ocean was something you wanted to be in the flow with. You didn't want to be battered around by it. You wanted to be flowing with it. And that's why they always wanted to know, as in the ancient mystery schools, you know, astrology was a very important part of the ancient mystery schools, as well as, you know, mathematics and science and all kinds of traditional studies, astronomy, because it was such a huge part of everyday life, was how the universe was responding to you and your thoughts and your words and your deeds. There's a sort of aggregate energy that follows us around like a ghost in a way. And everything we do has a magnetic effect. Everything we experience is magnetically charged. Every person, every animal, even plants. You know, I once had a woman come to me for a reading, and I remember she was absolutely convinced her house was haunted. And she had pictures, a couple pictures of her house, and I've lived in a haunted house. I know what they're all about. I've lived in two of them, one from built in the 1600s and one that was built in the 1930s. But anyway, she was just adamant she had a ghost in this house. And, you know, that's very common. So this was actually in London when this happened. And I was picking up the vibrations. You know, there's something called psychometry. It's when you pick up vibrations from handwriting objects, pictures, metallic objects. And I couldn't pick up any ghost. And I thought, man, what is going on? There's no ghost here. What is she talking about? And then my spirits showed me a plant. And I thought, a plant? What? You know, that seemed weird to me. And I said to her, have you... Like, she was just saying she knew that there was a ghost because all this bad luck happened. Everybody in her family got sick. Her husband lost her job. She got injured. Just so many things had occurred. And she was blaming a ghost. And I said, did you get, like, a plant that's got, like, these spiky edges? And she goes, she looked at me, like, kind of astonished. And she goes, well, yes, I did. I got one about 2 months ago. And I said, does that corroborate with the timing of all the bad things that happened to you? And she goes, oh, it does. That's exactly when everything started. And I said, where did you get that plant from? And she said, well, one of my neighbors was going to prison for murder. And it was a plant. They were selling everything in his house. And that was a plant in his living room. And I said, you better destroy that plant, because that's got some bad energy in it, that plant. And it's sitting in your house, and it's spewing forth lots of negative vibrations. And she got rid of the plant. First thing she did when she got home that night, and called me up and told me everything had changed like a week or two later. Her whole life had changed when they got rid of that plant.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you mind me changing the subject on something since we still have time?
No, not at all.
I would love
to
get your thoughts on something. I'll tell you a quick story, and then I'd like to get your thoughts on. Okay, so I've never been a fan and a believer, but years ago in my paranormal research, someone that I knew overseas sent me a Ouija board. Okay.
Oh.
Okay, but let me tell the story. Now, to me, nothing happened to me with it. Now, I obviously asked for white light protection. I had holy water. I had a blessed cross on me. I mean, I did. I only asked for good things to come through, and I did it twice. I did it once in my home, at midnight when there was a thunderstorm going, and absolutely nothing happened. Now, I took it a step further, and with a friend, during a thunderstorm again, I took it to a nearby cemetery.
Oh, that's
yeah.
Hilarious. Boy,
you had balls. Yeah. I was pushing it, yeah. Just before I started the show. Okay, I was a little naive, to say the least. Well, anyway, luckily to me, you know, nothing happened at all. Threw it away and all this stuff. So don't have the Ouija board anymore. But anyway, what have you seen? Like, have you actually experienced something yourself?
I am so glad you asked me. They are the worst funnels of negative energy you can have in your life. I always tell my students, never touch the planchette of a Ouija board. You know, the planchette is the part that moves around. If I put my hand over the planchette, it moves without me touching it. So it basically is a way that spirits in the astral plane, which I call, well, it's an obscene word, blah, 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 whole plane. It's how they find a way to get on to the into the physical universe. When I was living in Germany, it was sort of a big thing at that time, and everyone was playing it, like, because you have in Germany, you've got these huge wooden floors, so everybody was drawing them on the wooden floors with chalk and using a whiskey glass, like a shot glass, as a planchette. And they had record number of people having nervous breakdowns from it. And I just, you know, my friends and I would play it in Germany. There's a lot of, you know, people from America and, you know, people from all over the world that we'd hang out together. And I started playing it, and I had a terrible experience with it. What happened to me was I remember I started to feel like this strange exhaustion afterwards. Like, you can get that when you play tarot cards too much. You get really tired the next day. And it's because you're hemorrhaging so much energy. And I remember I was on a plane flying back to – I was actually flying from Hamburg to Chicago. And I remember I was sleeping in the back of the plane and my ears started popping. Like, I heard this – which your ears do when you're on airplanes with the pressure. But I heard something start talking to me. And I was like, what the hell is going on? I'm on the plane. You know, like, it was bizarre. And – it started to get to the point where, like, when I got to Chicago, I remember I was staying in a hotel and my ear would pop and I'd start hearing this voice again. And it really started to scare me. And I remember I told somebody and they said, well, you know, why don't you go to this church? And there are these young ministers there and they can do a blessing on you. Maybe they'll just to make sure everything is clean. And I thought, well, even though I was raised a strict Catholic, I thought, okay, you know, it sounds good to me. So I go to this church. And these ministers are really hip and young and, you know, they're like really nice guys. And they looked at me and they were horrified I was playing the Ouija board, as any religious person would be. And I said, you know, I just feel like there's something following me around. And they explained to me how there are obsessions and there are possessions. Obsession is when they kind of follow you around. And a possession is when they take a hold of you. So they wanted to do a little ceremony with me. So these ministers, four ministers, they've got holy water, they've got a Bible, and they're walking around me And I'm like, oh, this is ridiculous. I can't believe I'm doing this. Like, I felt like a complete idiot. And I thought, this is stupid. Next thing I know, I felt something whoosh out of the top of my head, and I passed out. And I didn't even believe anything was happening. I thought it was ridiculous what was going on. And after that, I swear to God, I would never touch one of those things again, and I haven't, and I never will. They're extremely dangerous vehicles for heavy, dense-bound, earthbound energy. And they are fascinating how they work, you know, but, you know, I don't know what it is with Ouija boards. I mean, I can, with my class, I can lift the tables, do Victorian table turning and lift tables in the air and make people float up in the air. I just don't know what it is with the Ouija board, why it brings in all this heavy, negative, dense energy, but it does. So I would really, you know, highly encourage anybody listening that's thought it might be a fun little game to play, just to be careful. It's very dangerous. It's like playing with spiritual matches, fire, you know. So,
right,
yeah, I'm glad you asked me. I'm really glad.
Because the only spirits that will come through are bad, right?
I don't know why, but it seems to be the only ones. I mean, they don't seem bad at the time. They're fun. They're interesting. They tell you where they're from. They tell you their, you know, history. Sometimes they're from Earth. Sometimes they're from somewhere else. And you become, like, kind of attached to some of these spirits.
Yeah.
Like, you want to hear what they have to say.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's fascinating. You should study it. It's a really interesting thing.
Mm-hmm. I think they do that to pull you in, you know? Like,
you know,
to make
that's
you friends.
Point.
I think that's what I have.
You know something? I never thought of it that way, but I bet you're right. Yeah.
Yeah.
They found a vehicle to get through to conscious life, and they don't want to lose, you know, because the astral plane has got very earthbound spirits in it, you know, and they're like lost souls, and you wouldn't believe how many of them are from like the 70s and 80s. There's a lot of spirits from all over the time frame, but there's a lot of teenagers from the 70s and 80s. Because of all the drug overdoses. But there's a lot of teenagers now there. If you go out of your body, you could. Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I think it's important to pray for the spirits in the astral plane. You know, my little sister, we had the same first grade teacher. She was of kind of a mean. That was a nun, I think I mentioned to you, that used to beat people up. And she said, you know, pray for the. If you pray for the people in the astral plane, which is called purgatory in the Catholic Church, they will wake you up like alarm clocks. And my sister reminded me of that because she's like 5 years, 4 years younger than me, and she doesn't have any alarm clocks, so she just asks the spirits to wake her up. So I was like, hey, you know what? I forgot about that. I'm going to do that. And I don't use an alarm clock either. I just pray for them, and I say, wake me up. And sometimes, like, what will happen is I'll see rows and rows of big green clocks that will start ringing. Like, if I have to get up at 6 or 5 or whatever, it scares the hell out of me. It makes me literally jump out of bed when they wake me up because it's, like, so intense. But it's like all these clocks are right above your head. And they definitely, you know, if you pray for them, they definitely try to respond. Repay you. At least the good ones do, but it's funny.
I agree. I do the same. I ask the spirits to wake me up at a certain time. I do set an alarm just in case because I got radio shows. I gotta be there. But always am waking up about 10 minutes before I'm supposed to get up. Almost always.
That's hilarious. Yeah, they're really good alarm clocks, for sure. Yeah. You know why? Because you're in an unconscious state. It's easy for them to reach you when you're in that state. But in the conscious world, it's harder for them to connect. But when you're unconscious, it's really easy for them to connect. Because all your chakras are wide open when you go to bed and you fall asleep. Your chakras open up like flowers. And so they can access you that way.
Yeah, well, I know we're just about out of time for today's show. Okay. Next week, I would like to speak about you know, out of body experiences when we astral travel. Because I was told by Danion Brinkley that we travel out of our body every single night, and he said all of us.
I think we do, but I don't know if it's every night, because I think we would have nervous breakdowns and heart attacks if we went every night. It takes a big toll on your body when you astral project. That's why when you wake up in the morning, you feel so exhausted and you don't know why, because you went to sleep and then you wake up more tired than when you went to sleep. That's usually when you. But I'll explain a lot more about that. I've been doing it since I was a little kid. I've been out of my body thousands of times.
Wow. And, well, maybe you can tell us how to do that.
Or how to not come back in, I should especially tell you, because it feels like you're being slam dunked sometimes, like a basketball.
Whenever I try, I fall asleep. You know, I try and then I just fall asleep.
Yeah, it's really, once you just got to be ready. You got to know what you're doing when you do it. I mean, if you're in a bad place, you go to the astral plane. And those spirits are really, they're just so mischievous, those spirits. They try to mess with your head and say things to scare you. And, you know, they're not a nice crowd. It's like going to the...
None of them?
We are bullies are there, you know.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get into that next week, boys and girls who are listening. I look forward to that. How do folks reach you, Angel?
They can reach me at my website, angelville.net, angelville.net. And everything's there. They can email me or see my books, or if they want to go on YouTube, I've got a lot of videos on YouTube. So Angel Cusick, Cusick. And, I look forward to talking more with everyone and teaching them some more things.
Okay, very good. All right, I've enjoyed it. You have a great week, Angel.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Bye, Mike.
Okay, bye-bye. All righty, always enjoy when Angel is here every Thursday. And coming up at the top of the hour, Joshua Darnell is going to be here taking your calls. We're going to be mainly focusing on relationships. So if you have a relationship and you have a question, we'd love to take your calls. And we'll be talking about other stuff too. Always fun when Joshua's here. So look forward to that here coming up very just a few minutes. So thanks, everybody. See you soon.